Some 8 million people in low- and middle-income countries have been able to gain access to antiretroviral drugs in recent years, according to Dr. Gottfried Hirnschall, director of the HIV Department of the World Health Organization, WHO. These drugs have not only been able to keep people healthy and alive by blocking transmission of the virus, he says, but they also have a strong prevention benefit.
So the question then that comes up, how can we maximize and optimize not only the clinical effects of antiretrovirals, but also the prevention effects?
At the upcoming International Conference on AIDS, the World Health Organization will suggest how the world can best and most strategically use antiretroviral drugs. Dr. Hirnschall gives some examples.
By starting treatment early, by providing treatment earlier to certain populations, specifically serodiscordant couples, where one partner is HIV positive, the other partner is HIV negative, or possibly also those populations at greatest risk. It's like men who have sex with men, sex workers, injection drug users.
When people take antiretrovirals, the amount of HIV in their body is decreased, making them much less likely to pass the virus to others, says Dr. Joseph Perriens of WHO's HIV department. He compares it to the way tuberculosis spreads.
HIV, when it becomes resistant, transmits less likely from one person to the other. Tuberculosis, whether resistant or not, it flies through the air and it hits you.
Promising evidence has also shown that antiretrovirals can prevent transmission of HIV in certain cases. However, Craig McClure, chief of the HIV/AIDS program division at UNICEF, says education is still important.
We should actively work to educate and inform people that just because there are treatments available, they should not forget the importance of safer sex.
Over the next 12 months, WHO will compile a new set of recommendations related to the use of ARVs for both HIV treatment and prevention. Charles Appel, United Nations.